Hare Krishna. So we are reading today morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, text number 24 and 25. There are two very beautiful verses, amazing verses. So I will read first 24 and then 25 we'll read together. Isn't it? Yes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, to fulfill the truthfulness of the words of the greatest devotee, Narada, slowly went to that spot where the twin Arjuna trees were standing. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. All through, these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera, and I have nothing to do with them. Devarshi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee, and therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. Purport. Nala Kuvera and Manigriva actually had nothing to do with devotional service or seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. For this is not an ordinary opportunity. It is not that because one is very rich or learned, was born in an aristocratic family, one will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki jai. This is impossible. But in this case, because Narada Muni desired that Nala Kuvera and Manigriva see Vasudeva face to face, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted to fulfill the words of his very dear devotee, Narada Muni. If one seeks the favor of a devotee instead of directly asking favors from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is very easily successful. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore recommended, Vaishnava Thakura Tomara Kukuram Bulya Jana Hemore Krishna Se Tomara Krishna Dite Param. One should desire to become like a dog in strictly following a devotee. Krishna is in the hand of a devotee. Adurlabham Atma Bhaktam. Thus, without the favor of a devotee, one cannot directly approach Krishna. What to speak of engaging in his service? Nartam Das Thakur therefore sings, Chadya Vaishnava Seva Nishtarapaye Chakebam. Unless one becomes a servant of a pure devotee, one cannot be delivered from the material condition of life. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava society, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, our first business is to seek shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Adaum Guru Ashrayam. One more time the verse. All through, these two young men are the sons of the very rich Kuvera, and I have nothing to do with them. Devarshi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee, and therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. Om Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapata Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhan Vitam Shcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Padalaya Shri Mataradhanat Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Padalaya Shri Mataradhanat Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Hare Krishna. I'm very honored to be here in your presence and I beg you for your blessings so that I can share something inspirational and serve you nicely. Actually, this verse is really amazing. Yesterday when I was preparing this lecture, I was so happy because it's such an amazing verse. And I was reflecting on it, on my life, and I was thinking, Krishna, I was also like these two boys, Nalakvera and Manigriva. I came from a good standing family and had a good education, everything, and I was so puffed up. I think that I was the best and you know, everything. And then when I came to Krishna consciousness, Krishna was so merciful to me. He was smashing me all the time. I could not do anything, even a simple service. Krishna would just show me, you cannot do anything without my mercy. So, excuse me, scratch that. I was not puffed up, I'm still puffed up, but trying to overcome that. And Krishna is so merciful. So merciful that he is helping us and showing us our mistakes and our anarthas and helping us to come closer to him. And in the beginning, I will just share a few insights and then I will go to the main part of the lecture, which is the most interesting. So this part of our unqualification and Krishna showing us, Krishna does this for our benefit because he is very merciful. I usually pray, Krishna, please help me to serve you, please help me to come closer to you, but I'm holding for the pillar. Let me go. And it doesn't work like that. So Krishna comes very mercifully and he helps me and help us in these situations with some arrangements that are maybe not so pleasing to our senses and some other circumstances. But it's really his mercy. He's so merciful. And I think that you all have that experience in your life. Otherwise, you will not be here most probably. That Krishna, through all of this arrangement, he's mercifully helping us to come closer to us, to come closer to him. And this is a really amazing thing in his amazing personality. And this mercy that is happening all around us, that we have in our spiritual life, it's interesting. In the beginning, usually, we have a very big respect and we really think this is Srimad Bhagavatam, personally spoken by Shukadeva Goswami and you, Prabhupada translated it. This is words from God and Bhagavad Gita and temple, these devotees. It's something very special and with great respect we approach it. And Krishna gives us so much mercy. He bestows so much nectar and so much realizations. And it really is like that. Holy name is no different from Krishna. Deities, Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, they are personally there. And all Vaishnavas, they are so special, so dear to Krishna. You can see so many people on the football games. How many people are there cheering? What is here? Is it football or is it cricket? What? Football also. So many people. And here in the temple, so little. This, you all are so special. And really are. And all these things that we are encircled with, they are so amazing. But somehow or other, reflecting in my life, I tend to forget it. Because I'm so close to it. And then familiarity develops. And through this familiarity, because I don't respect it anymore, Krishna removes his mercy. And I usually start to do some offenses through the devotees, to the temple, to everything, some different circumstances. And then this mercy is removed. And I cannot see it, perceive it so much. So the point of this familiarity, this is a really important point in our spiritual life, and I was thinking really a lot about it, especially in any ashram that we are, in Grihastha ashram that I am now with wife, you know, yeah, all the Vaishnavas are there, really nice, but my wife, you know, like she is my wife, you know. And then this familiarity starts, and then arguing and everything, and other things also, devotees, because we are encircled with the devotees, and usually purifications come through the devotees. So, you know, that devotee and this and this, and, you know, so much familiarity comes in my life. And it's really difficult. Also, before, when I was in Brahmacharya Ashram, you start not to respect anymore some things that you are encircled all the time. The deities, you know, like the service to them, the Vaishnavas, because you are also very close with the Vaishnavas, so anarthas come out, especially when you are in a small place. Actually, we had ashram, full ashram that is big like this temple room with the temple kitchen and everything, and it was like 6-7 of us, and it was always anarthas coming out. And it's so easy to forget, who are these devotees? Where I am? All these holy scriptures, holy name, and everything around me. It's so easy to forget. And when this familiarity develops, it's so hard to spiritually progress quickly and fastly. And this is why, after some time, I see also in my life and in some others that we tend to slow down in our spiritual life. And what to say that we can also go out of the spiritual life because of that and because of the offenses and everything. And this is really interesting. And point of not knowing to appreciate, it's also interesting if we are encircled with some things that we find normal. Like if we see things, different standards in Croatia, UK, let's say in Africa, some remote part. People from Africa, they don't have anything. Maybe they don't have a devotee association. I'm just saying some remote part. And they appreciate so much when they see devotee. So much, or they get some mercy or something. But we are used to it. We are so much used to it. We have everything. Everything is around us. Prasadam, deities, devotees. Especially here, you have so much mercy. Spiritual masters coming all the time. So exalted Vaishnavas that they also here present. And such nice circumstances. Bhaktivedanta Manor. Prabhupada was personally here, has his rooms and such a nice devotees around. It's amazing opportunity. But I'm not saying for you, also in Croatia we have nice opportunities. We have also some problems and everything, but there is so many nice opportunities that we could respect. But usually I tend to neglect it, and just this familiarity takes away all this nectar and mercy that I could absorb and that I could take. It's like being in being poor and inside of the well full of diamonds, and we think that they are just stones. After some time, it's such a paradox, and this is not something imaginary. This is real. So this seeing in this way, especially when we come in spiritual life and when we become devotee, we see it as it is. When we see scriptures, we believe in it, and we can really respect those things. And this is the real, this is the truth. This is not imaginarity. So the cure for that, the best thing, how we can remove that, and how we can still continue to respect, how we can still continue to take all of that mercy that is available. And this is such an amazing mercy. It's gratefulness. To be really, really, really grateful for everything. This means that we broaden our perspective, that we start seeing, not when we are in some circumstances, we start to tend to see very close. We see just the tree and we forget the forest because we are just looking at one tree. To step back, think about and really see the whole forest. What is it all about? What is all there? Not just a small conflict, not just a small thing that is happening that is disturbing our mind, but see the whole forest. See everything that we have, all the mercy, all the nectar, all the scriptures, amazing scriptures and holy name and everything. And this gratefulness it needs to be practiced. I can share a small experience that I had. I was in the beginning of my spiritual life. I was outside of the temple living, and I was so much eagering to come to the temple for 2 years and practicing and everything. And then Krishna allowed me to come to that temple. And the temple was very interesting. Devotees were really amazing. And we were very intense, really intense, preaching like anything, Harinams, Sankirtans, preaching to new people. We didn't even have time to sleep or many times to chant our rounds and read. It was really passionate. And in these aspects, and devotees were really merciful, pointing out the mistakes and everything. So it was very hard because we were in such a small place to be, to hide somewhere. Anartas were flourishing like anything. You could see Ugra forms of myself and everything. So it was really difficult. But somehow or other, by the mercy of the devotees and by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, by listening his lectures and everything, I was trying to so hardly to be grateful. Each morning and each evening, trying to thank Krishna for everything that was happening in my life. And this is something that helped me to go through all of this for 5 years and helped me to still be here and not to do so many offenses and everything. Because when we are very intensely doing service, there is a lot of opportunity for offenses and for everything, because we become neglectful and we become very familiar and a lot of anarthas start coming out. So gratefulness can also be practiced, even if sometimes we don't feel grateful. It's very good to put it in our sadhana and in part of our day and just think about Krishna, thank you for all these circumstances. Just make it conscious and just start thinking about it, so that we could really appreciate it and we could then really be aware that all of these things that are happening for our benefit, and that Krishna is very mercifully helping us in our spiritual life. And all of you have experienced this, I'm sure. I'm sure in most difficult situations, when there was so difficult things, also in my life, I saw Krishna carrying me on his palm. Everything was happening according to his arrangements. And just if we make this conscious, we can really advance in spiritual life. We can really advance in spiritual life just to see this as Krishna's mercy and trying to understand what is he trying to teach me through this. Because this is his best intention, everything that is happening in our spiritual life. And this is really, really interesting. And gratefulness brings aside also humility. Humility immediately develops because we are grateful for the Vaishnavas, beautiful Vaishnavas around us, for all the things. We become humble, and also surrender comes because we see Krishna present in our life. And then we can really surrender to him. And then we don't have any problems in our life if these two things happen. So gratefulness is an amazing thing, as much as we can practice it. And regarding that, I will come now to this part, which is really amazing, and which Krishna is, which we see here in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how Narada Muni was so merciful to Kuvera and Manigriva. He gave so much mercy to them, even if they were not ready, and even if they were not being qualified for that mercy to see Krishna personally. So Vaishnavas are amazing. In our spiritual life, the biggest treasure that we have are Vaishnavas. The biggest treasure. They are everything. We can, through them, by serving them, by pleasing them, we can do an amazing thing. And we can also do a very big trouble in our spiritual life. Because when we have a big mercy, also we can have big problems. If we don't respect them properly, if we don't act properly, we can also make a big offenses, like Nala Kuvera and Manigriva have done there. And then Krishna also mercifully, help us to correct us and help us to come there. Anywhere, if we are in the association of the devotees. But we should be very careful. And if we use that, if we use that mercy, we can advance like anything. I will read one beautiful verse. I wanted to find one book that I will recommend you after. Anyway, Sadavo Hridao Mahyam from Shivara Maharaj. This is an amazing book. If I could not find it, but I was going through Srimad Bhagavatam because it's based on Srimad Bhagavatam, and I will read one verse from there. This is a story about Ambarish Maharaj, who made offense to Durvasa Muni, and then Durvasa Muni was angry and he attacked him. And Krishna, because Ambarish Maharaj was very dear devotee to him, Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra for Durvasa Muni, and Durvasa Muni was fleeing all over the universe, trying to find shelter in Shiva, Brahma, and finally he came to Narayan. And Narayan mercifully spoke to him, and he spoke to him not because he was qualified. Even if he was great yogi, even if he was great mystic, it was not because of his qualification. It was because of the mercy of his devotees, like Shiva. Because he got mercy from Shiva, and Shiva directed him to Narayan. And because of that, Narayan personally spoke to him, and he explained him how Vaishnavas are dear to him, and that even he cannot save him from that offense. Even if he is all powerful, that he cannot do anything. And this is the verse that he speaks. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aham Bhakta Paradino Yasvan Tantra Ivadvijam Sadhu bin grasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. Last word. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. So this is very intimate, that Krishna is speaking so deeply from his heart. He's revealing his whole heart. He's revealing his deepest emotions and gratitude towards the Vaishnavas. How he loves them. He says that he is totally independent. He is not independent because of their love. Because they are completely devoid of material desires. And this is also a very important thing that we understand about pure devotional service, and something that we should strive for. What is pure devotional service? It is not practicing Krishna consciousness or coming to Krishna to ask for some things. To ask, oh, please Krishna help me to achieve something, please help Krishna help me to do this and that. On the beginning, it's okay. It's okay to come anyway to Krishna, to ask him. But just to understand the goal which we should strive for, it's to come to Krishna, please Krishna, I just want to serve you. I just want to please you, and be aware that he is going to help us to do it in the best possible way, according to our level, according to our situation, and that he is doing it already, but we are just allowing him and not holding for that pillar. He will not do it too strongly. He will not do it too intense. If we are honest and if we are humble, he will do it just as he, the best way. And we can absorb it. He will not give us too much. So in this way, to come to Krishna and to pray to him and to take shelter of him is the best. This is the pure devotional service. And just to make this statement a little more practical, I will explain also one beautiful story about Vritrasura. You most probably know about this story. And this story is also so amazing, because it's speaking, Vritrasura was a king of the demons. He was the greatest demon. And Indra was doing pujas and everything, and the demigods, and all the saints, most of the saints, not all, because there is some very elevated saint, they were doing pujas to kill him. So he was a great Vaishnava, because in past life he offended Shiva, and Parvati cursed him, and he became a demon in this life, and he was a great Vaishnava. Can you imagine being a Vaishnava and all the demigods, all the saints, and everybody hating you? It's an amazing circumstance. And then also, when the fight was there between the king of the demons, Vritrasura, and king of the demigods, Indra, so there was there was a big fight between the demons and demigods. Vritrasura was on the side of the demons. And when the demons started to attack demigods, they shot all of their arrows and everything on the demigods, and they could not do anything to demigods because they were so powerful, because what was the name of the Vishwarupa? He was doing yagyas, and he came from the demoniac background, and he was doing yagyas for the welfare of the demigods, and Indra killed him. Indra was so attached that he killed Vishwarupa because he was also offering prayers for the demons also, because he was attached to them. Can you imagine? The king of the demigods killed the Brahmana Vishwarupa, who was doing puja for him and helping him to kill the demons. I'm not criticizing Indra. All of us come under this, and all of these are arrangements, but these arrangements are there to help us to understand that sometimes we can do an amazing offenses in thinking that it's for the welfare of others, Vaishnavas and everything. And Vishwarup helped Indra. He gave him Naran Kavacha to protect him. He gave him also his thunderbolt. Dadichi gave up his life, gave his bones to make this thunderbolt. It's an amazing story. Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking in such an amazing ways, just to help us, in extreme ways, to help us to understand the principles. So he killed Vishwarup, and then he was in the fight with the Vishwarup, who was his brother, and Vishwarup is a devotee, and he's a pure devotee. And Indra, in these stories, is explained that he's a mixed devotee, because he was attached to his position. He was attached to all the things that was being there also. And Vishwarup, after this, demons were start to flying away because they could not hurt demigods. He started to criticize the demons. How can you fly away? You know, like, you are not real kshatriyas. You are fleeing away. This is honorable to die on the battlefield. He was criticizing the demons. They hated him, and he was hated by the demigods. Everybody was hating him. But he knew, and he was aware, that his duty was to fight with Indra and to lose his life and go back to Krishna. So he was totally sure that because Vishnu gave the blessings so that this thunderbolt is going to be made to kill him, that this thunderbolt will kill him, even if he was so powerful. See, he had full understanding and truth that this is going to happen. So he was assured, and he was fighting Indra, and even if Indra was discouraged because Vritrasura was so powerful, Indra lost his faith that he could win, because he was thinking that he can do something on his own strength, that he is controller, that if he does it, if he is good, that he will win. And not that Vishnu personally came and gave him the weapon through which he can kill Vritrasura. So he didn't have that full faith that Krishna will help him. He was taking shelter of his own powers. And Vritrasura didn't. Vritrasura was taking whole shelter of that because Vishnu gave this thunderbolt. And this is the difference between the pure devotion and the mixed devotion. So the point is that the pure devotion means that we take full shelter in Krishna. That we take shelter just that Krishna will give us everything, that he's going to give us mercy, and that if we take his shelter, he's going to help us in every way. Not to take credit, not to be attached for the results, not to be looking for the position, for some sense enjoyment, for some comfortable situations. Krishna will give all of that if we surrender to him. We don't need to desire that. We have, of course, our needs, and we have different things, but Krishna will give all of that. And when we are ready, he will give it in such an amount that it will be more difficult when he gives all of these things than before, when they were not. So this pure devotional service is really amazing, and Krishna loves these devotees so much because they don't want anything, like Vritrasura and like Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj took also full shelter of Krishna. Durvasa Muni, even if a great yogin, even everything, he was flying all over the universe and he could not take shelter. So that's why Krishna loves so much these devotees. Shri Radha Kokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman ki jai, Guranidai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Krishna really loves his devotees. It's really an amazing thing because they are just wanting him. And because they give everything to him, He wants to give also everything. And Krishna is much, he has much, much more than his devotees. He has everything. So what can he give to his devotees? And his devotees don't want anything. So he is feeling so in debt. He's feeling so in debt that he doesn't know how to serve them properly. He wants to serve them, but they don't want his service. They don't want anything. And they are giving everything for Krishna. So this is why he loves them so much. And this is why also he loves not only them, but persons who are dear to them. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chadya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Payecha Keba. Without blessing a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from the material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identifies himself as Gopi Bhartu Padakamalareor Dasa Dasa Nudasam. Thus he instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna, but servants of the servants of Krishna. So it's not the point to serve Krishna directly, because I am completely unqualified to do that. I don't have this devotion. I have so many different motivations, so many different things, because pure devotion is so far away from me. So what I can just do is help, try to serve you, try to serve my spiritual master and devotees who are serving him properly. Not even him, because it's very hard to come to Radhanath Maharaj, but to serve devotees who are trying to serve him, it's an amazing thing. It's also in our case. Sometimes it's very hard to serve our spiritual master, but we can serve devotees who are pleasing him. This is why I very much like when I come here to massage devotees, especially devotees who are doing a lot of service. And because I know that by doing that, I cannot serve so many others because I'm not qualified. But by serving them and helping them, they can serve so many others. So this is the point of devotional service. If we serve devotees who can please Krishna, who are doing a lot of service, if we can please them, we please much, much more Krishna than approaching him directly. This is the point, because otherwise we cannot do that. I'm not saying everybody, if we are on the beginning of the spiritual life, we have so many different motivations, hidden motivations, and we cannot please Krishna. And that's why devotees are so merciful, and that's why we need to put our life to serving the devotees, to pleasing them, and to be very careful how we behave towards them. Because this is the way how we can really quickly advance. And all of you here are really an amazing personalities. And here in the temple, you have an amazing devotees who are doing so many service, with such a pure heart, with such a good consciousness, trying to serve and doing amazing things. I will not mention their names because they will be humbled. But they are doing an amazing service in the management, in the leadership, in the preaching, everywhere around. So by trying to please them and follow their instructions, and by trying to be there and allowing ourselves just to be instrument of them, we are becoming immediately instrument of our gurus. Immediately by pleasing our gurus, we are pleasing Krishna, because they are pleasing Krishna, they love Krishna. So to connect ourselves to the devotees who are serving Krishna is the best way how we can advance and how we can progress in our spiritual life. And this is the way how we can take shelter. And this is, I will just mention one short point and then allow you to ask questions or to give any comments. This is the point why it's important, and on the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that our first business is to seek shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Adhaguraśrayam. And also in this other verse, but I will not now go through it. So the point is to take shelter of a spiritual master and to put our whole life for the satisfaction of a spiritual master. If this is our only meditation, if we put this as our only meditation, to please with our actions, with our behavior, our spiritual master, not directly, there is Vani and Vapu. If we serve him not directly, but through his instructions, understanding his mood, understanding what he wants from us, and also asking questions, we can do an amazing and tremendous advancement. This is the only way. And it's because spiritual master is not always there. He's not usually very in every moment. That's why we also need to have mentors. And mentors are devotees who are instruments of our spiritual master. And they can be present in all of our aspects of life. And we can open our heart to them, not to bother our spiritual master. And they can help us to go through the different and difficult situations and go in the right direction. So to have a mentor, it's really important, because now we are living in a very complex world where spiritual masters are traveling all over the world. And choose a mentor who we can really please and try to be there for him, to serve him nicely. And this is really, really important. So I would like to stop there and allow for questions and comments and everything. And I wanted to thank also the devotees who gave their blessings and prayers so I could speak properly. Otherwise, it's very hard to glorify Krishna and to do these things. This is really special things. So, please.